This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
All right, here we go. Back at the Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters. The sun is shining. The open house is underway until 3 o'clock. We are here until 1. And, you know, when I think of MediConnect, I think of hardworking people like carpenters who get to that retirement age. And, you know, it's that life that is Medicare. One thing about Mark Clark and the folks at that incredible place that is MediConnect, it's all about giving people, Mark, who've worked their entire life, the opportunity to not have to worry about health care when they reach retirement age. So you totally understand about hard work and why people like this are so important. Good morning.
Absolutely. Good morning, Rob. Good to see you again.
It's been
a little while. And, you know, I couldn't have said it better. Driving here, I was passing on 79. I passed a couple big trucks, those electrical repair trucks, right? And it made me think about this crazy week, all the storms and the stories we're hearing about power going out and fires. And our sympathy goes out to anybody if you lost someone in this week, you know. And it's just I was just thinking about. Although we hate when this kind of stuff happens, I'm always impressed with the people of this region, right? We rise up and we overcome anything that gets in our way. And so super, super to see people rise up and help our region, help the people in this area. And, you know, that's what we do. I will tell you a great story. I'll start with a story today, okay?
Okay.
So I met with a lady this week on Tuesday, right before the storm. I get back to the office, and that's when the storm hits. I realized after I met with this lady that she was in her last day of her initial enrollment period, and she needed to sign up the next day, the 30th. And all the power out, traffic lights out, I had to meet her over across the Neville Island Bridge, and I wasn't even sure the restaurant that was going to be open. All the lights were out on Ohio River Boulevard. It was like a war zone, right? I go into the restaurant where I'm going to meet, and there's 40 people waiting, and they're like, it's a 45-minute wait. And so I literally sat in my car and helped this lady sign up on my computer for her Part A and Part B. You know, we'll go out of our way, and that's just what we do. We love taking care of the people. We love working hard. And we got an advisor standing by right now. If you want to meet with somebody, you have questions about your Medicare, you have questions about your coverage, maybe you already have coverage, but you're unsure how to use those benefits. Maybe you want to make sure that you lessen your exposure to out-of-pocket costs. We can help you with those things. All you got to do is call our live advisors right now, 888-818-6334. We're happy to help you. We're excited to help you. We love being a part of the Pittsburgh community. So we want to talk about May 3rd, right?
We do, but I want to remind everyone, those live advisors are standing by, 888-818-6334. Every week on the show, from the time we take to the airwaves until noon. So if you have any questions, if you want to make an appointment with the folks at MediConnect, remember, there is never a charge for their services. But we begin with this day in history, and today happens to be May 3rd, 2025.
May 3rd, 2025. And I'll give a little shout-out. My mom's birthday was yesterday, 82. Going strong, but May 3rd.
And by the way, Mommy has a very expensive Mother's Day gift he told me that he's going to bring to you on your very special day.
Yes, I definitely, now I'm obligated.
There you go.
Anyway, that's good, though. Got to treat your mom well. Let's say May 3rd, 1901, fire destroys 1,700 buildings in Jacksonville, Florida. Must have been quite a day. Not enough fire trucks to fight those, I guess, right? May 3rd, 1936, New York Yankee Joe DiMaggio makes his major league debut, and he gets three hits. How about that?
And he would be there until 1950. And guess who replaced him in center field? Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle. That's right. My favorite quote, Mickey Mantle. So you know what that is, right? Hmm. He said, if I would have known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
How about this, though? From 50 to 1964, every year but two, they were in the World Series.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Especially when you live in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. All right. Well, but he did. That was one that they lost.
Yes.
When Yogi Berra went to the Ivy, then turned around and Maz touched him all at Forbes.
Oh, yeah.
The big quote, though, in the paper the next day,
yeah.
Mickey Mantle shed tears in the bus ride back to the airport.
How about that?
All right. Go ahead. What else?
Yeah. Let's see. May 3rd, 1956. A new range of mountains was discovered in Antarctica, and two of them were over 13,000 feet. And then May 3rd, 1982, I remember this well, President Reagan begins a five-minute weekly radio broadcast. I remember that really well.
I was working at KDKA when he was president, and I remember carrying those things on
my
show.
I can remember listening to it. Yeah, I remember that. So how about famous birthdays? A couple I discovered I didn't know. May 3rd, 1903. Bing Crosby was born. American singer, actor. He's born in Tacoma, Washington on May 3rd, 1903.
You know what he's famous for besides singing a movie? He was an owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
That's a good fact. I didn't know that.
And Bob Hope owned part of the Cleveland Indians then. Now, of course, the Cleveland Guardians.
Right. How about that? I didn't know either one of those. Okay. So how about May 3rd? 1933, James Brown, right?
The hardest working man in showbiz.
That's it, yeah. The Godfather soul, right? He was born May 3rd, 1933. May 3rd, 1951, Christopher Cross. You might know him. He wrote, sang the song for Arthur, the movie Arthur, the theme song, Think of Laura, Sailing. He was born in San Antonio, Texas. So
he had a heck of a run there for a while.
He did. And honestly, sailing is probably my dad loves sailing. Lives down in Florida. That's probably one of his favorite songs. I think he loves to get out on a boat and just listen to that song.
That song has a lot of significance for a lot of folks.
Yeah. I would agree. So we're off to our trivia question. This one should be easy. Remember, we get a $15 Get-Go gas card for whoever answers this first. What U.S. president started a five-minute radio broadcast on May 3rd, 1982? If you were listening.
I'm like looking down at the answer. I'm like, you knucklehead, weren't you paying attention? If you think you know it,
yep.
412-922-1020. Alonzo will get your name and information to Mark, and we will send you a $15 Get-Go gas card. So what are we going to be doing here today?
You know, today I'm going to talk about a couple things. I was thinking about mistakes, again, mistakes, common mistakes that people make when they are getting on Medicare, when they become Medicare eligible. The other thing, I was struck by a question, a caller had a question last week, and I was already thinking of this topic, but fraud in Medicare. We're going to talk a little bit about how to protect yourself from fraud when it comes to Medicare. So important to do that. Today, people are exposed. Even if you're not online, your information's probably online. And so you got to be very careful what you do these days, the information you share with people. You got to protect yourself. I can't tell you how many times we go into homes and seniors have their identity. They've been a victim of identity theft, and they've lost money. And so it's a great challenge. So we're going to talk about the mistakes that people make. We're going to talk about Medicare fraud and how to report that and the things to look out for. Lots of good things. I definitely want to cover when the seminars are coming up and what we've got coming up with MediConnect.
All right, I'm going to hit the seminars right
sure.
now. We have a little time. So May 6th, 6 o'clock, Hampton Inn in Butler. May 13th, these are all at 6 o'clock, Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. May 20th, Holiday Inn Express Greentree. May 27th, Holiday Inn Express Meadow Lanes. Of course, Washington, PA, and then June 3rd, my neck of the woods, just a few miles from my front door. Fairfield Inn in Monaca. Remember, these are free, but you have to call to reserve your space. You can do that right now at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the Seminars tab, and that's how easy it is. So tell them in a minute what these seminars are for.
The seminars are really to help educate you. You know, when people are coming onto Medicare, Medicare is like a giant puzzle. There are pieces that fit in place at the right time. You have to know when's the right time to sign up for Medicare. You've got to understand the rules, what the different parts of Medicare. Most people know that there are different parts, Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D. People don't understand how those pieces of the puzzle fit together. What we do at the seminar is we educate people on, number one, who qualifies for Medicare, who can get Medicare, when can you sign up for Medicare, enrollment periods. We're going to talk about how drug coverage works in Medicare. We're going to talk about the difference. You know, once you get Part A and Part B, you have other choices to make. There are a couple choices. You can get a Medicare supplement plan with a standalone prescription drug plan. You can get a Medicare Advantage plan, and most of those come with prescription drugs already built in. You know, we go through every little part, every piece of that puzzle. We make sure those pieces of the puzzle fit together well. My goal at seminars is always to make sure that you understand Medicare better than when you came in.
What U.S. president started a five-minute radio broadcast on May 3rd, 1982? If you think you know it, 412-922-1020. If you are the winner, you will get a $15 get-go gas card. Much more to come from the Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters Open House. Mark Clark, this is MediConnect, the inside connection with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And the winning answer was Ronald Reagan, and congratulations to Gary because he is our winner of the $15 get-go gas card. Okay, here we go. Back to more of MediConnect, the inside connection. Mark Clark.
Yeah, so, hey, congratulations, Gary. Thanks for calling in. You know, it's a great fun thing we do there at the beginning of the show. But today I really want to start by talking about some mistakes that people make when they first become eligible or when they're first signing up for Medicare. It's such a confusing thing that the average person doesn't know enough about how Medicare works. That's why we exist. But there are a lot of important decisions that you make whenever you come on to Medicare, a lot of rules and choices. And so basically what I've gathered is like the top 10 mistakes people make. The first one I would say is not comparing original Medicare with Medicare Advantage plans. You see, when you become eligible for Medicare, you have two options. After you get Part A and Part B, you got two options. One's called Medicare Supplement Plan or Medigap Plan, and the other's called a Medicare Advantage Plan. And the type of coverage or the type of plan you choose really depends on a lot of factors. Your health care needs, the insurance that your doctors will accept, where you live, how much you travel, what your financial situation is. And so it's so important that you understand. And that's why we focus in seminars when we sit down with clients or people, consumers, the first time. We go through this thing called the first appointment process. And we literally show people, educate people on what A and B covers, what a supplement would cover, what an Advantage plan would cover, all of those different topics. So it's really important to compare and take a look. And, you know, you'll find, Rob, you'll find agencies out there that will say there's only one type of plan that a person should be on. And they can fall on either side of the choice, right? Supplement versus Advantage plan. And that we don't take a stance on one side or the other. We like to educate people. We like people to know enough so that they can make an educated decision for themselves. And I just think that's why I love MediConnect.
It's their health care.
It is. They need to make the choice. Right? And we will tell you all, every step of the way, we'll tell you that how each of those products work, because although they tackle the same problem, which is the high cost of using Part A and B, because trust me, even though you have A and B, if that's all you have, you're risking some financial ruin if you ever have to really use it. It'll cost you a lot of money. But there are two products, a Medicare supplement plan and Medicare Advantage plans, that tackle the same problem, that extra expense. However, they work in different ways. And so it's really good that you understand that. That's my first one. The second one is not signing up for Medicare at the right time. Rob, people don't always understand that if you don't sign up for Medicare in a certain time frame, then you're facing being penalized for not having Part B when you're supposed to have. That's a 10% penalty on the premium you're going to pay.
Explain how that works.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so basically what happens is you, in your initial enrollment period, you've got a seven-month window that centers around your 65th month of your 65th birthday. So let's say you were born in September, right? You would have 3 months before September and 3 months after September to make your initial decisions about Medicare. And I started with that story about the lady I met with this week. She was in the last day of her enrollment period. If she didn't sign up then, she was going to be delayed in signing up. And basically what happens is if you don't sign up by the end of your initial enrollment period and or by the time you lose your group coverage from work, and you have an eight-month period after that, if you don't sign up, what happens is you'll get penalized at 10% of what you would pay for Part B. So right now the standard fee for Part B is $185 a month. So that would be $18.50 more a month that you would pay. Here's the crazy thing, Rob. That penalty stays with you for the rest of your life.
Oh, geez.
Okay? I knew a lady a few years ago that went 5 or 6 years without taking Part B. Now, fortunately, we were able to find she qualified for Medicaid, and Medicaid helped her with her, even with the penalty part of her Part B premium. But it can be crazy. And people need to understand that. That once you get assessed these penalties, you're going to have them. Nobody's turning them back. There's no switch we can flick. We don't have a connection at Social Security that we can call that can take it away. You can appeal it, but I've never heard of anybody ever winning that appeal. So anyway, now you got to sign up for Medicare when it's time. We'll help guide you through that. That's why we're here. We will help guide you through. If you haven't already been assessed a penalty, then we will help you avoid a penalty. The third thing I'll say is being confused about your options if you work past age 65. So people often come to seminars, and I meet with people, and they say, well, I have to sign up when I'm 65, right? And the answer is technically no. If you're still working, if you or your spouse is still working, and you're getting your health care coverage through the spouse that's working, then you're not obligated. That's the one way you can legally defer signing up for Part B whenever you turn 65. And then what happens is later on, if you decide to retire a couple years later, we have paperwork we can give you. You have to take one to your HR at work, and you got to fill another one out, and you got to send that in. And basically, that paperwork's proving that you've had credible coverage since you turned 65. And so it's really important you understand you being confused. You can also be really confused about that, but we can help you navigate that. What I'll say, though, is you don't want to delay, even if you think you're still going to work. It's really important to meet with us. And here's why. Because you can still work and get on your Medicare coverage. And a lot of times what that means is if you're going to drop the group coverage from work, that means you're going to get more money in your paycheck. And oftentimes when we compare group coverage with what Medicare can offer you. People can find really great coverage with Medicare that will cost them less than that group coverage. People forget. They get their paycheck every other week. They forget that their employer is taking something from their paycheck. And oftentimes they go, well, it doesn't cost me anything. And then I say, don't they take something out of your check every other week? And they're like, oh, yeah, how much is that? Well, and then it adds up. And finally we show them that you can get on Medicare, and a lot of times it's either better to get on Medicare, you'll get better benefits at a lower rate, or it's a wash.
Let me ask you this question, and this has piqued my interest, and I can't believe it's taken until this long in doing this show with you for years to ask you this question. Why is Medicare, in more cases than not, better coverage than traditional health care?
Well, I will say, Rob, especially if you go with the Medicare Advantage plan, there's just such a, in this region, we're very blessed to live in this region.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll tell you why. Because Pittsburgh is like the third largest area in the country of people 65 and turning 65 and older. And the other two places are somewhere in Florida. And so what that means to us is there's a lot of competition that's going on. They, because there's such a large group of people Medicare age and turning Medicare age, there's a lot of competition. And so all of these carriers, you know, we could go to some regions of the country and find that that there are only one or two, less than five Medicare Advantage plans available and a couple Medicare supplements available. In this region, there's more than 70 or 80 Medicare Advantage plans available because they're in such high competition. So why could Medicare be better? Because you pay a lower premium, you get more benefits. But quite frankly, going on Medicare is way better if you don't get health care through your work, but you get health care through Pennsylvania's plan called Penny. That's Pennsylvania's website or coverage that you can get through ACA, Affordable Care Act plans. It's called Penny in Pennsylvania. Penny's really expensive. If you're Medicare age, you should get on Medicare.
888-814-6334. We'll come back. We got lots more to get to. He, of course, is Mark Clark. This is MediConnect, the Inside Connection. 888-818-6334. Advisors standing by until noon. Set up an appointment. There is never a charge for their services. We're at the Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters open house that is underway until 3 today. We're here until 1. Please stay with us.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
All right, so Marty Tuffer's here. Tommy's here, of course. Mr. Catan's right. Alonzo Anderson producing. And I said to, we were in the break, I looked at Mark Clark from MediConnect, said, okay, which one of these topics we're going to pick up with? And he said, we can continue with mistakes. I said, I think they've heard enough of my life story on this radio station. But you know, what you guys have taught me,
yeah,
from Social Security to this, waiting, making sure that I don't get penalized.
Yeah.
It's worth its weight in gold.
Absolutely.
Because if somebody works hard their whole life, Marty talking about his son, you know, just out of high school, now in the Carpenters Union, we're talking about your hard-working son at 32.
Yep.
Tommy's 22, working hard. Time goes by so quick, but you want to make sure you have everything in the proper place. And that's what you're all about. Once people get to that end of the bridge,
yeah,
they've done everything right so they can reap the benefits with Medicare.
Yeah, and you know, you can face, if you don't do the right thing with your health care when you retire,
upside down.
You can get turned around and be in a really bad place very quickly. You know, none of us had that crystal ball. You could be really healthy today, and tomorrow you could get a bad diagnosis or have to get a lot of treatment for something. God forbid that would happen, right? I used to have a friend that said that, you know, there's that saying, here today, gone tomorrow. He said, here today, gone today. And, you know, it's just important that you understand how your health care coverage can really impact what your retirement's like.
Let me tell you, I was reading something the other day that there are a majority of people that would rather face death than deal with retirement, being bankrupt because of health care or not having a pension.
Right.
That's where we're at. That's why what we're doing here today is so important.
Right.
This organization, if you get hurt on the job or your kids get sick and you have health care with the Carpenters, you're not worried about getting a bill in the mail.
Right.
And that's why when you get to retirement and you go to MediConnect for Medicare, you want to make sure that if you do get sick, and the older you get, the chances of that happening, or they can happen. You want to make sure that you're getting the most from your health care and you're not paying for every single thing to where you have no life after your working life.
Absolutely. You want to be able to control that cost, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And we talk a lot recently, we've been talking even more about how if you only have original Medicare, that's that red, white, and blue card. That's that Part A and Part B. Part A is hospital inpatient coverage. Part B is doctors and outpatient coverage, right? If you only have that, you are at great risk. You have great exposure to a lot of cost out of your own pocket. You don't want to just have that. Sometimes I go into homes and people only have that and a drug plan. And I this is what I say to them, Rob. I'm like, oh, well, Mr. Smith, have you been in the hospital? Yeah, I was in the hospital a few years ago. And usually the story goes like this. Are you still paying on the bill? Yes, I'm still paying on the bill. I can only pay them a little bit at a time. I still owe them $4,000 or $5,000.
Mark, how can that happen in America?
Well, it's a sad story. And again, this is what motivates us to do what we do. This is why I love what we do, because I can go into that home. And see, the sad part is nobody ever told some people have never heard that for zero extra dollars, they could have coverage from those hospital bills. For zero extra dollars. Now, they might have some lower copays, but instead of owing $4,000, if they owe $300 for that hospital stay, wouldn't that be better?
Most people understand they've got to pay something.
Right.
But when you got to pay that much, meaning thousands, it puts people to a point where they won't even go to the doctors.
Right.
And they know they've got something wrong with them,
right?
But they're fearful of going to the doctors.
Yeah, people will delay it. My brother-in-law said it a couple of years ago. He said, you know, things cost so much, healthcare costs so much, it's no wonder people don't get help whenever they need it. Oh, I'm sick, I'm not going to go to the doctor because I'm just going to try to grin and bear it. I'll take some vitamins, whatever it might be. And I'm not against taking vitamins, taking care of yourself, but sometimes I'm like everybody, every other male, right? Earlier this year, I'm having trouble with my asthma, and for a couple weeks, I'm struggling, and my wife's like, go to the doctor, right? Thank God I listened to her, right? Because I got on a new medication. I got some more testing. They figured some stuff out. And I feel much better because of it. I don't want people going into their, we don't want people going into their retirement and feeling like they can't go to the doctor. But we can help you understand what the costs are going to be like. Like I said, if you only have A and B, you are exposed to all kinds of extra expense out of your pocket. So that's why nobody wants to just have A and B. That's why it's important to understand the two choices you have after that. You can have a Medicare supplement. Some people call those a Medigap plan. Or you can have a Medicare Advantage plan. They work different from each other, but they tackle that extra expense. And again, for zero extra dollars, if you have A and B, you can get a coverage that will lower any kind of payments you would ever have to make. That's not where it stops, though. What we're learning, what we're understanding, and how we're advising people these days is, if you want to lower your exposure to extra costs the most, if you want to have the least exposure to high bills or out-of-pocket costs, you also have to add what's called an indemnity plan. They sell hospital indemnity plans. They sell cancer, heart attack, and stroke. Even short-term home health care plans. And if you add one of those to your Medicare, or sometimes some people add more than one indemnity plan, you can add one, two, or three of those. If you add indemnity plans to your Medicare coverage, then your exposure to extra cost drops dramatically. You don't have to lay awake at night and think, what's going to happen if I get cancer? And this is what people don't understand, Rob. About 54% of the cost of getting a cancer diagnosis will not be touched by your health care coverage. your health care coverage. And what I'm saying is lost wages, treatments, going traveling back and forth to get your treatments, whether that's on the bus or gas in your car and paying for parking or paying somebody to ride you back and forth. There's just expenses that
do you realize what we're saying here?
Yeah.
More people are worried about financially supporting a disease than getting a disease.
Right. Right. I gotcha.
You understand what I'm saying, Mark?
Yeah.
That's why if you're out there right now, going to be 65 or over 65 currently on Medicare, just for that free in-office visit, no charge,
You're
going to give yourself peace of mind. So you should be calling 888-818-6334 today.
Absolutely. That's why we have live advisors standing by. That's why we answer the phones. That's why we do what we do because, again, your health care costs are a huge part of your retirement years, and you want to limit the risk as much as you can. And I give you a good example. I have a family member that went through cancer last year. Unfortunately, she could not get on a cancer coverage plan because she had had cancer a few years before, so we couldn't get her on a cancer coverage plan after that first time. And this family member went through the treatments, had chemo four times, had radiation treatments for every day of the week for 5 weeks. And when it was all said and done, even with the Medicare coverage he had, there was still an outstanding bill of several thousand dollars. Now, fortunately, and this is another thing we can help people with, we can help people try to connect with stuff like this if they qualify. Fortunately, this family member was able to qualify for coverage through one of the local hospital networks. They had a forgiveness program, and they were able to get forgiven for that amount. Now, there's the trouble with those programs, Rob, is you have to qualify with income guidelines, right? A lot of people don't qualify. If you have a pension, if you have a 401k, if you have annuities or investments, they're going to take some of that stuff in consideration, and you're not going to qualify. But you can help yourself by getting on the right type of Medicare plan, by getting an indemnity plan. And our agents that are standing by right now, they can meet with you this week and give you a quote in just minutes that will help cover critical illness like cancer, heart attack, and stroke. My wife and I, we're not Medicare age yet. We've still got a few years, thank God. But my wife and I, because we think it's so important, we have cancer, heart attack, and stroke coverage. We went out and bought it. Cancer runs in my family. The other side of my family has had heart problems. It just makes sense to me. The little bit that we're paying to get coverage just makes a lot of sense to me.
You realize how many people also wish their life away because they want to be on Medicare?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm 55. I got 10 more years to Medicare. I can't wait. I mean, and listen, because as you get older, you have certain people in your life that are older, and you help them through their. So I've been with people that have had blood transfusions and radiation, chemotherapy.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times when they're going over certain things, oh, don't worry, you got Medicare.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah.
So you might as well take advantage of it. And the only way you're going to know is if you reach out to MediConnect.
That's it. We'll help you understand what it's going to look like. There's no obligation in any of our appointments. There's no cost. There's no cost to our seminars. The only reason we have people register is to make sure we have a seat for you, make sure we have, paperwork that you can take with you, information for you. And sometimes our venues for those seminars are a little limited. So, it's important to register. Everybody's welcome, but we just need you to register for those. And we probably should cover those seminars coming up here just here in a moment, right?
Yeah, let's do it right now before we go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go with May 6th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Hampton Inn in Butler. May 13th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. May 20th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express in Greentree. I'm excited about that one. I want to go to that one myself. May 27th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express Meadowlands. And June 3rd at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Fairfield Inn in Minaca. Maybe even our favorite radio show host will show up there someday.
I have been. Last time you were there, I was there.
I think you were, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, we have webinars now every Wednesday, one at 11 a.m., and one at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go onto our website and click webinars. What happens if you register for the webinar? About 5 minutes before the webinar, you'll get a link in your email. You can link up to that. And, Rob, we had over 200 people register for the webinars last week. And so lots of people. We're educating people, not just in the Pittsburgh region, but all around the East Coast. So important to get educated. If you're going to turn 65 in the next 6 months to a year, you want to get educated. You want to know what it's going to take.
All right. Andy is here. True Value Home Improvement Show coming up next. Marita Williams will be joining us via the phone. She joins us today. We got Dollywood and lots of other great destinations. Then in the noon hour, we're going to wrap it up with our host today, Alex Fulton, training coordinator, and all the wonderful people here at the Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters. We're on the road today. It's their open house until 3 o'clock. Back with more of MediConnect, the Inside Connection, in just a couple of moments on KDKA. All right, this is where you kind of wrap things up today, and we have a lot to get to. Medicare fraud. Let's talk a little bit about that before we say goodbye.
Yeah, you know, Rob, that's something that we run into, is there's a lot of fraud and abuse when it comes to Medicare. It's important to protect your Medicare number, your Medicare card, your personal information. It's important to check false claims on a regular basis so that you don't become a victim. Some examples of Medicare fraud would be like this, Rob. A provider, a doctor's office, a hospital, some type of medical facility, right? That bills a Medicare service or supplies that they never gave you.
And you know how many people just pay those things?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And here's my advice to all of my relatives, okay? And you can take this for what it is when you get that first medical bill, don't pay that first one. Take a breath and make sure that your insurance isn't going to cover that. Because I got news for you. If you pay a bill and your insurance paid it too, nobody's getting a refund. It's just not the way that works. They're not going to find a way to give you your money back. So it's important to check. You know, maybe you never had this doctor's visit and they're charging you for it. Maybe they said they were going to give you a back brace that they gave you a back brace, but they never gave it to you, right? But they're charging you for it. That's Medicare fraud. Maybe a provider charges twice as much as they're supposed to for a service, or they charge you twice for that service that you only got once, right? These are examples of Medicare fraud. A person who steals your Medicare number or your Medicare card and uses it to submit fraudulent claims. This happens. This stuff happens. They don't just want your credit card. They want to get services that they don't have to pay for. They don't have to see on their claims. How about a company that offers you a Medicare drug plan that hasn't been approved by Medicare? It's really important to understand that Medicare plans have to be approved by CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. Robbie, you and I can't start a insurance plan and say it's good for Medicare. We would have to get it approved through Medicare. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid would examine it, look at the numbers, look at the benefits, and come back to us and say yes or no, or you got to change these things.
I'm a little biased, but if I were anybody listening to me right now, you would want to go to MediConnect because this is all you do, mm-hmm. 24/7, 365 days a year. Many of these folks are your neighbors. You have a building and office, an official address that people
That's
can
it.
Show up during business hours, and they can actually see and talk to the people they hear on the radio.
You know, that's a good point, Rob. I was always taught, you know, I was a minister for 30 years. I was a hospice chaplain for some of that time. And I was always taught when you're giving to charities, right, that you should really give to charities that you can get in the car and drive over and see that they did with the money what they said they were going to do.
And that's what my dad would have done.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I got you. We're going to build a building.
Yeah,
where's
my
money.
$20?
Right,
I want to know right now.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I'd be wrong not to mention, you know, there's fraud in ministry too. And so the point you were making is you can drive to our office in Crafton. You can come visit us anytime you want.
Brick and mortar.
It's a real place. It's a beautiful place, too.
It is.
Have you been there since we did the remodeling? We did a little bit of remodeling recently. Mm-hmm. And gorgeous, gorgeous office space. We got great space for those who work with us. I'm going to give a shout-out, a little bit of shout-out. I've got three new agents I'm training. Chris and Zach and Teresa. I don't know if they're listening today, but they're doing such a great job. I'm excited about them. They've all worked in the industry before, but they've decided to hook their train, hook their wagon to us, and I've been training them for 3 weeks. I'm super excited. Can't wait to get back from vacation to start helping, working with them again. But, that's such a powerful thing. We're real people. We're real Pittsburgh people. You can come and see us anytime you want. You can call our main office at 888-818-6334. We've got the seminars all across this region. We've got the webinar going on. It's so, so important to understand that you want to work with somebody that you can get in the car and go see them. I'm telling you, Rob, you call those numbers on TV and you talk to somebody in Florida or California, you're just setting yourself up for the wrong plan, the wrong choice. Why? Because they're not going to do the homework that we're going to do. They're not going to go the extra mile that we're going to go. We're going to make sure that we take care of this stuff. Medicare fraud is a real thing, and I want to make sure that I give the number before we would go today. But if you think that there's Medicare fraud happening, you suspect Medicare fraud, just call 1-800-MEDICARE, or that's 1-800-633-4227. That's 1-800-633-4227. Some other examples are somebody pressuring you to enroll in a plan or giving you gifts to enroll in a plan. That's illegal. You can't do that. There's a lot of rules. Caregivers need to watch out for agents or companies that just show up at your loved one's home, right? Or people, we literally, Medicare requires that somebody is asking for help before we can contact them. People will offer gifts, or even if you find flyers on your car or at your home that are talking about getting help for your Medicare, that's not legal. So that could be considered Medicare fraud. It's so important that you report it if you see it or hear about it. One of the big ones that I always see, Rob, is people call me all the time, clients call me, and they say, I got this thing in the mail, and it says, I could lose my Medicare. And I always tell them, turn that paper over, look on the bottom, and see if it's, if there's an address and phone number for a company, because what that is it's a marketing piece from a company that wants to try to sell you a different Medicare plan. It's kind of a scare tactic. It looks very official. It looks like it's come from Medicare, and it's fraud. It's really fraud. It's really questionable what some of those advertisements are really trying to do. And so make sure you report fraud if you suspect it. Again, that number is 1-800-MEDICARE, or it would be 1-800-633-4227. We want to cover those seminars coming up again. Let's go to that in May 6th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Hampton Inn in Butler. That's 400 Banavian Square in Butler. May 13th at 6 p.m.
When was the last time you were in Butler?
Actually, the last time I was there, I did a seminar there, but it was probably at the end of last year.
One of my favorite towns.
It is a good town, yeah. I've been there a couple of times. I did a wedding. I officiated a wedding there a couple years ago, too.
Nice.
Really beautiful, beautiful venue there.
Then you're heading off to a lot of Holiday Inn Express.
That's it. Holiday Inn Express, May 13th, 6 p.m. Holiday Inn Express in Irwin. May 20th at 6 p.m. Holiday Inn Express in Greentree. And then May 27th, we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express at the Meadowlands. That's right down the street from me now.
And if you're at the Meadows today, you can place a bet on the Kentucky Derby.
There we go. That's one of my favorite events.
And by the way, the favorite is journalism, 3-1.
How about that? So I usually watch when they're parading the horses to go over into the stalls, right, ready to go.
Fastest 2 minutes in sports.
And I don't know what it is. I usually find whoever I think I want to. I don't bet, but I find the one I'm rooting for, and surprisingly, I have luck. Maybe I should bet.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should. I've just never. That's not my thing.
And the last place is the Fairfield Inn in Monaca.
Yep.
June 3rd at 6 o'clock. Remember, these are free seminars, but you have to register. You can do so by calling 888-818-6334. We have live advisors standing by until noon. 888-818-6334. We'll go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. We've got just about a minute left, and it's all yours.
All right. Well, hey, I just want to encourage everybody out there. We've got summer months coming up. Be careful. Be careful. Grilling, be careful out there when you're meeting with your families. We've got Memorial Day coming up, all of that fun stuff. But listen, don't take it for granted that you're on the right Medicare plan. We're here to help you. We can help you look at the drug costs that you have. Make sure your doctors are going to take the plan. Make sure you're getting the benefits that you deserve to have. And it's all free. 888-818-6334. We can help you today. We've got live advisors till noon today. There's never any charge for what we do. We're happy to help. We'll find ways to help you save. Even if there's no Medicare plan that's going to save you money on your prescriptions, maybe you have one that's expensive, we'll help you find some way to save some money if we can. There's other programs out there.
Listen, always good seeing you.
Yeah, great to see you, Ron.
We'll do it again real soon.
Absolutely.
You will never go wrong by making the call. They will take care of you, not just one time, but every single year. Enrollment period rolls around. Once you're in with them, you have a partner for life. That number is 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. Eastern Atlantic State's Regional Council of Carpenters open house until 3. More of our show with Andy Amron and the True Value Home Improvement Show right after Rob checks the news at 10 on KDKA. Good morning.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.